This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times evening briefing on Wednesday, the 22nd of March. Leaving drinks in Downing Street during lockdown were not a party, but an urgent meeting. That's what Boris Johnson's told MPs investigating Partygate.
I'm here to say to you, hand on heart, that I did not lie to the House.
The former Prime Minister has faced a grilling from the Privileges Committee over whether he intentionally misled the Commons. He's been questioned about multiple events, including one in January 2021, where pictures show bottles of alcohol on the table. He strongly disagrees with the MPs that the event was against COVID rules, but was asked whether alcohol was necessary.
It's customary to say farewell to people in this country with a toast. I didn't see any sign of drunkenness or excess, and had no knowledge of, I don't know why anybody would have been fined for that event. I don't know what happened later on.
But Times Radio's chief political commentator, Lucy Fisher, says it made for an extraordinary spectacle.
I think quite quickly MPs on the committee have got under his skin. And although a lot of the facts being rehearsed today are already well known, seeing them being trotted out one after the other, to my mind, is really striking. For anyone who's been tuned in for the last hour, to hear Bernard Jenkin quote one official saying that they couldn't get out of the room during one party because people were standing 4 to 5 people deep, really gives an image of how crowded the room would have been at a time of social distancing.
Elsewhere today, Rishi Sunak has published his tax returns showing he paid £432,000 in the UK last year. Much of it was due on £1.6 million in capital gains earnings. The government won a vote on its new Brexit deal despite a rebellion by 22 Tory MPs, but hundreds more from across the Commons, including 280 Conservatives, backed the plan. Nicola Sturgeon's issued what she called a heartfelt and unreserved apology to thousands of women who were forced to give up babies for adoption. Scotland's outgoing First Minister says the horror of what happened to them is the stuff of nightmares. Police have confirmed a man who's being questioned after a pensioner was set on fire in Birmingham has been arrested over a similar attack in West London. The victim in Edgbaston, who was targeted as he walked home from a mosque on Monday, is said to have life-changing injuries. West Midlands police say it's not speculating about the motivation for the attacks. And rail strikes by the RMT union, scheduled for next Thursday and Saturday, have been put on hold. We're told it follows further discussions with the Rail Delivery Group, which represents train operators. The two sides have been trying to agree a new pay offer after an agreement with Network Rail earlier this week. You can hear more on all these stories throughout the night on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.